This past Shabbos, I had the opportunity to be in Detroit, Michigan, and we did a question and answer session on Motzei Shabbos. And one of the questions that we didn't get to because of a lack of time, someone had asked what the proper protocol is for Shalom Aleichem at Kiddush Levana. So I thought that was an interesting thing that was on someone's mind, apparently. And then I found out later that in Detroit, apparently, you can never really say Kiddush Levana during the wintertime because it's always cloudy. So they wanted to fulfill him, Shalom Aleichem Shoseinu, to talk about Kiddush Levana. So let's talk about this Shalom Aleichem at Kiddush Levana. Where does it come from? And are there any rules that you need to know about this? So the source of Kiddush Levana itself is the Gemara Mesech Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis Amar Aleph. The Gemara tells us, Am Rabbi Yachab Bar Chanina, Am Rabbi Yasi, Am Rabbi Yochanan, Kalam Avarich, very lofty praise for Kiddush Levana. It's considered to be akin to Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. The Gemara darshins because the pasuk says Hachodesh Hazeh, and the pasuk says Zeh Keli Van Veyu. So we see that it's like a Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. And the Gemara goes on to tell us that Tana de Beit Rabbi Shmuel Ilmol Zochi Yisrael Lahak Pnei Avinu Shemeshvayim Kol Chodesh VeChodesh Dayam, that if we were Zocha once a month to greet the Pnei Avinu, that would be good enough. Amar Abaye Hilkach Nemrinu Umad. So that's why we say it's standing up, because it is this sense of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina. Then the Gemara tells us, and what's the bracha? And it goes through the nusach of the bracha, but that's where it stops. It stops at the nusach of the bracha. No tipa aleim and masam fachad. No davar melech shal chayvikayim. No shalom aleichem. No aleichem shal. None of it. It's just the nusach of the bracha. So where do those additions come from? So in Maseches Sofrim Yud Bet. Parak Yud, Mishnah Beis or Tosefta Beis in Maseches Sofrim, it says Va'omer Shalosh Pamim Simin Tov L'Chol Yisrael Baruch Yotzeich Baruch Osech Baruch Korech Baruch Borech V'Rokeit Shalosh Rakidos Kinegda. Person should jump three times or dance three times. Va'omer Shalosh Pamim Keshem Shani Rokeid Negdaich Ve'ini Nogea Baich Kachim Yirkedu Achirim Kinegdi Lo Yugubi Tipal Aleim Masav Fachad Ulam Afreya. To say it in reverse, in a different order also. Amen, amen, Sela Haleluka, Va'omer Lechaveiro, Shalosh Pamim Shalom. And you should say Shalom three times to your friend, then V'yelech Lebeis Ablev Tov, then you can be happy and go home. The Torah in Siman Tav Chavav, after quoting the Nusach of the Bracha, quotes all of these additions, including Va'omer Lechaveiro, Gimel Pamim, Shalom Alecha. The Ramah in Tav Chavav Siv Beis also, V'yomer Lechaveiro, Gimel Pamim, Shalom Alecha. To say to your friend three times, Shalom Alecha. So where does this come from? What's the basis of the minhag? What's the reason for the minhag? Why would you say it randomly in Kiddush Levana? Just go around greeting people? It seems very an odd thing to do as you're trying to say a bracha to the Ribbono Shel Olam in honor of Kabbalah's Pnei Shechina, to stop and just go around greeting everybody else. So there are a number of suggestions. The Magen Avraham Sivkat Niral says, Mipnei Shomer Tipal Aleim Amasav Vafachad Omer Lechaveru Shalom Alecha. That you just said Tipal Aleim Amasav Vafachad, so you want to say, oh, I didn't mean you or you or you, meaning the Pachad and the terror that should strike people, that's our enemies. So you're just saying, I didn't mean anybody here. So you go and you say Shalom Alecha, but you should be B'Shalom, everything should be B'Shalom for everybody else. And the Sidra of Eldas Yisrael, he says, yeah, but if that were the case, it should be said right after Tibol Aleim Masav Vachad, you shouldn't have Dov Melch Yisrael in between. In the Mata Moshe and Tavkuf Mem, he quotes that answer, and then he quotes another answer from the Ma'aril. The Chuvas Ma'aril and Sim Mem Zayin, the Ma'aril writes, Ro'i Lasei Shalom Zelazem Mitoch Simcha V'Tov Lev of Shekibul Pnei Shechina. One of the ways that we express simcha is by connecting with other people. So this is a time of great simcha. That's clear in the Gemara. That's what Kiddush Levana is supposed to be said with simcha. The Torah re-emphasizes that point, that it's supposed to be said on Motzei Shabbos, Kshu Mavusav, Ubegadav Na'im, that when you're in a sense, when you're in a state of simcha. So the way you experience simcha is together with other people. And that's why you say the Shalom Alecha. In the Siddur of Rav Hertz, it says that after davening for David Melch Yisrael, you're talking about the family of Mashiach, so you offer brachos of Shalom, because we know that Mashiach comes with Chevle Mashiach, and in order to you give people brachos, that we should avoid the downside of Mashiach. And then, in the Sefer Isha Yisrael, in Parak Mem, Har Pei Beis, quotes the Sidra Avodas Yisrael that Shuliftoach Ish Lechaveru Shiyah Shalom Etzlo Kalachodesh. It's a guarantee. You're telling people based on Alpi Masha Amru Shemi Shekidish Esalavana Lo Yiduk Shiyamus Bosu Chodesh Meosu Yom Ve'elach. That when you say Kiddush Levana, you have like a guarantee that you're not going to die that month. So you're saying, oh, you just said Kiddush Levana, so you find people who just said Kiddush Levana Shalom Alecha. So you just did something that's going to protect you for the rest of the month. According to that reason, it should only be said to others who are actually being mevarich, not to people who are just on their way out of shul for something. I mean, you should actually find people who are actually mevarich. They quote from the Arizal. I didn't see it inside, but they quote from the Arizal that since the very first kitrug was from the moon about Eif shel shem melachim sheyistam shu b'kasser echad, so was the moon wanting and saying it's not possible that the sun and I should be of the same power based on the medrash. So we wish shalom. Dafka right after Kiddush Levana say that all of the Bria should be B'Shalom, the sun, the moon, and everything else should all be B'Shalom. And they say also, I haven't found the source anywhere, but I've heard people say that it relates to times when there were Xeris Hashmat, so we couldn't be caught davening outside, so we developed like a sort of password to make sure everybody around us is in our camp, you know. So the password was Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom. I don't know where that comes from exactly. Note that in the source for it there are two differences from the way it says in Mesach Sofrim and the way we actually do it. First difference is Shalom Alecha versus Shalom Aleichem. So even though the earlier sources all say Shalom Alecha, in our Sidurim it says Shalom Aleichem, and that's where the Achronim bring it down. The Aruch HaShulchan, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the El Yerab, they all say Shalom Aleichem. So the term Shalom Aleichem, there's a wonderful article Rabbi Tzvi Ron in Chakira wrote an article on this topic. So he writes that the term Shalom Aleichem does not appear in Shas to be a greeting to one person ever. Whenever one person greets one other person, it's always singular. It's Shalom Alecha. Gemara Brachos Dav Gimel. When Eliyahu Navi greets Rabbi Yossi after his tefillah in the Chorva Achas Michuvers Yerushalayim, it's Shalom Alecha. Baba Kama Devayim Gimel and Beis. When it talks about Toch Kedei Dibor, how long is Toch Kedei Dibor? Enough time to say Shalom Alecha, Rabbi Umori, or something like that. Or Shalom Alecha, Rabbi. Shalom Alecha, Rabbi. But Shalom Alecha, it never appears in Shas as Shalom Aleichem, as a greeting to an individual. And he points out that the use of the plural form is a sign of respect, but it's not original to Hebrew or to Aramaic. That was imported from other religions. The French and German, it's a sign of respect to say it in plural. So the Makar Chaim in Chelek Beis and Kuf Yud, he says that it's not correct to say it in plural, because obviously that was not a Jewish thing. It was taken from other languages. And that's why the Ramah says Shalom Alecha when it comes to Kiddush Levana. And that's why the Mechaber, when he talks about in Yaradei Reishman Beis, Siv Tezayim talks about greeting Rabbi, says Shalom Alecha. However, most of the Achronim say, yeah, but no one ever says Shalom Alecha anymore. You always say Shalom Aleichem. So that became the minhag. That's the way we talk to each other. And that's why the Aruch HaShulchan just notes that that became the minhag, and that's the way we talk to each other, and there's nothing wrong with it. It's just a way of expressing ourselves with a sign of respect. But once that became the minhag, so then there was a whole another type of literature to explain why it's the minhag. Because it can't just be that we imported it from another. You're greeting the guf and the neshama. You're greeting the dore doros, whatever it is. But that's the practice. The other difference, though, is that in the sources it says to greet your friend chavero three times with Shalom Alecha. It doesn't say to greet three different people. The Ramah says the chavero gimel pam. No mention of three different people. So Marachar Zerua, he says to greet three people. That's the first source for three people. And only if there aren't three people, then you greet the same person three times. If you go back to the original source, so the Avni Ashbe and Simen Nun, Anaf Beis, says that if the reason that you're doing it is to make it clear that you only wish Shalom and not Tipal Aleim Amasav Afachad on all the people around you, so it makes sense to share it with three people, because then it's muchzak that you mean the whole keila, that it's not dafka these three, but three people creates a chazaka. But to just have it to your friend, to one person, wouldn't be enough. Furthermore, another reason why it might be three is that in general there is a notion of repeating things three times when it comes to like a Kabbalistic type of additions, like at the end of Tfilas Haderech or the end of Kriya Shema Shalamita. Rashi in Shabbos Daf Samach Vavan Beis explains that the Gemara refers to lechishos, to these kinds of things, as minyani. Why does it refer to as minyani? Because all these things are always said multiple times, so they're called numbers. These are things that a person repeats. So just a couple of final details over here. As far as saying it biyichidus, if you're saying kiddush levana biyichidus, lechor, according to all the reasons, it doesn't make any sense to say shalom aleichem if you're saying it with no one around you. And that same tshuva in the Avni Ashbe, he writes that shimomer kiddush levana biyichidus ein inyan lechapes achrei adam lomer l'shalom aleichem. You have to look for people just so you can say shalom aleichem. No one ever heard you say tipol aleim emasav vachat, so you don't have to go apologize and say shalom aleichem. If what happens if the guy you said Shalom Aleichem to is in the middle of the bracha, so clearly he should not interrupt the middle of his bracha to say Aleichem Shalom back to you. And the Avni Ashba points out in that tshuva that l'chora, not only that, you don't have to find another person. The kiyum is not in getting your Aleichem Shalom, it's in saying Shalom Aleichem. So you've already fulfilled it. As long as you said it to three people, you've already been mekayim that minug, whether he can greet you back. I would recommend not doing it, not saying it to people who are in the middle of the bracha, because a lot of people don't know that they're not supposed to respond, and that would be a problem. In general, they say that the reason the proper response is Aleichem Shalom and not Shalom Aleichem back to a person is that the Gemara says that a person who takes a neder should say neder LaHashem and not LaHashem neder, because he might die in between and that will be mostly Shem Shemayim Levatala. So Shalom is one of the Shemos of Hashem, so you just want to say Aleichem Shalom. Why is the first guy allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? Because the Gemara tells us that Hamakdim Shalom L'Chaveru Zochel Arichas Yamin. So when you say Shalom first, you're at least going to make it for another half a second to say the Aleichem. Okay, that's a little bit about Shalom Aleichem.